You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It is time for What's Cooking with the wonderful Neve Strang. And right before the intro, we heard Gather Round, a song that got absolutely thrashed on BFM when it came out. Hello, Neve.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming up. How are you?
Good. I am doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic, thank you. So we've got a brand new album, Find Me in the Rabbit Hole, dropping on Friday. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting. This album has been a couple of years in the works, right?
Yeah.
It must be quite the relief to have it finally coming out.
Yeah, it feels very good. I know.
I mean, kind of what's been the most exciting part of putting this album together?
I think it was very exciting just hearing them come to life in the demos. The demoing process was really cool with Sean. But then also just the last sort of admin process, which sounds like it wouldn't be fun, but it kind of is, like getting all the vinyl stuff together and setting up the releases, that stuff, like actually just feeling like it is going to release.
It's finally happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. And hey, so you've picked out some tracks for us to listen through today. Which one should we give a play first?
How about a Lucinda Williams track, Learning How to Live?
Fantastic. And what particularly is it kind of about this track that sort of was inspiring to you?
Yeah, I think this is just a really beautiful track. Lucinda is someone that my mum always listened to growing up, and so she has a very nostalgic voice for me. And the style of lyric writing that she has, she just puts everything she says, I think, is just like very simply put. And I don't know, it really reaches me, and it really reaches me in this song particularly. And this song, I think, is just like everyone will go through it at some stage or another. And so, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Let's give it a listen.
Cool.
To live without
What a beautiful track. Thank you, Niamh.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Wonderful. And yeah, so shall we jump straight into the next one?
Yeah, sure thing.
Fantastic. What else do you have lined up for us?
Next one I have by Julia Jacqueline, off her Crushing album, Turn Me Down.
Wonderful. Let's...
Yeah, I have chosen that one because the song, it has this really cool shift in it where she really like lets herself go a bit and you like, yeah, have you heard the song?
No, I haven't, but I know what you mean. I know kind of when it hits that turning point and all of a sudden it feels like your heart's about to explode.
Yeah, well, this one is like a really good example of that.
And like, I imagine really especially as like a songwriter as well, little moments like that in tracks must like, that evoke such like an emotive response must be, I don't know, must be something that one strives to hit now and again.
Yeah, definitely. She does it so well. And the whole song, like the mood changes and you feel like you're right in it with her. And then she pulls the whole song back and you can't help but just like, yeah, feel quite emotional in it. But yeah, that's why I've chosen this one. Hopefully people feel that.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, let's give it a spin.
Yeah.
Turn me down. please just turn me down. Why won't you turn me down? Oh, please just turn me down. Why won't you turn me down? Why won't you turn me down? Don't look at me. Look at the centerline. Maybe I'll see you in a supermarket sometime.
Awesome. Thank you, Niamh. Congratulations on the album coming out on Friday. And I have to ask, what was it like working with SJD?
Really good. Yeah, he's great to work with. It's been a couple years now, I think, working with him. So, yeah, we've become really good friends along the way, which is awesome.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, like, yeah, because I guess... It's quite an intensive process when you're kind of working on something primarily just with you and another person. So yeah. How is it kind of collaboratively?
It's felt really easy. It hasn't been really like pushy or anything, or it hasn't felt like he has tried to have too much of a sort of say on. it's felt really natural.
Yeah. Wonderful.
It's been really lucky in that sense.
I mean, it sounds like a really supportive kind of environment, which is really nice to hear.
Yeah, I think he's just wanted to add to the songs in a really beautiful way and just make them... Yeah, I just think, yeah.
That's awesome. we're speeding towards the end of the segment, so we do have a few more tracks to play. Which one would you like to hit next?
The next one I have is by Mitski.
I love Mitski.
Yes, and it is I Bet on Losing Dogs.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
No worries.
My baby, you're my baby, say it to me. Baby, my baby, tell your baby that I'm near.
I love that song.
I know, same.
So good. I feel like all of your suggestions today have been quite emotive tracks.
Yeah.
Which also genuinely does speak to the releases, the singles that have been released so far from the album, and kind of I mean I guess what I'm sort of now expecting from the album.
Yeah, well, all the songs that I've chosen, I've tried to choose songs that I was an artist that I was listening to quite consistently
through yeah.
the time of writing these songs. So I guess that makes sense.
No, it's been great. I've honestly loved all the singles that have come out so far. So I am very, very, very excited. We are running a little bit short on time, so shall we jump into this very special sneak peek from the new album? Thank you so much for letting us spin this a couple of days early. It's such a treat.
Yeah, of course.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about Time of the Year?
Yeah, sure thing. What can I say? The song, I guess... Oh, I wasn't prepared to say anything about the song.
Honestly, but... and you don't have to.
Yeah, this is one of the things I'm worst at, is going into my songs, but...
Oh, that's so fair enough. I feel like you've put 2 years of work into the album. It's a bit unfair of me to ask you to talk around it.
Is it, we'll have a wee video coming out soon, though.
Oh, that's right. So the video releases on the same day as the album, yeah?
I'm not too sure, but this is a whole separate thing.
Okay.
This video. It's going to have a little live video to go with it, and that will come a few weeks after the album release. So that's just something
wonderful.
To look forward to, a little extra thing.
Sorry, it's the video for Gather Round that comes out on Friday.
That's already out.
That's already out? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the vinyl comes out this Friday with the album.
Oh, I need to get my facts straight. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No, I know. There's a lot of things happening.
There's a lot of things coming out. I'm trying to... Yeah, no, there's a lot of things coming out, but a very exciting time for you, Niamh.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for letting us have a cheeky first spin of Time of Year.
Thank you so much for having me on. No worries.
Here we go.
Day would come with its head and pull me out of gear. I look directly at your face if it hangs, but the knowing's no longer there. It's just the time of I put this in the And I wish I didn't care. Pull me in and out of here, yes, asleep, so I can't tell what's real. And I might run into you time to time. It's not that big of a deal. Cause I've been making space for you, but I take up too much space to my toes. And I'm still running around trying to pick out my new clothes. I'm tired of this grief, the way that we are. I put this in the ground. The water seems so clear, but it's just the time of year, and I wish I didn't.
Wow, what a beautiful song. Thank you so much, and thank you for letting us have a little preview.
No worries.
And very important to mention that we can catch you up in Tāmaki next week, next Thursday?
Yes, yep.
Down at Neck of the Woods playing with Tom Lark.
Yes, yep. We're coming back up for that one.
Which will be a wonderful gig, so get your tickets for that. Yeah, congratulations. Thank you so much, and thank you for jumping on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I look forward to the gig next week, and I'm really looking forward to the album on Friday.
Thanks, yes. Exciting things.
We'll catch you soon.
Oh, awesome.
Bye, Neve. Thank you.
Bye. That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.